Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so let's first start off by Brian Baker, you're sitting over here.
Yeah, I got kicked out of my seat.
You got kicked out of the seat because the ladies are here.
I'm Erica. Damn it, Erica.
Erica. So for everybody who's listening and watching, I talk about my young onset group of women, which I keep telling you, you can have your own group text of
men. We don't want
men.
A men's onset.
Tony's starting it. So
Tony is not.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. So I like to intro. You guys already know Erica if you've seen her episode. I don't even remember what number that is, but we'll have that showing where you were on before. And then Jill Culver is new. This is her first time to Ohio.
Really?
Yeah, she's from Washington State.
Have you ever been to Washington State?
I've been to Seattle.
Oh, really? I have not.
Yeah, I had to think about that for a minute.
Welcome to The Secret Life of Parkinson's, a podcast created by people living with Parkinson's to help break the stigma of a disease no one likes to talk about. Now, here are your hosts, Jessica Krauser and Brian Baker. So welcome, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming. So do you want to tell us why you came into town? To beautiful Columbus, Ohio.
For the 5K for JK, yes. Of course.
I came in for the big weekend.
So this is your third year coming?
This is my third year.
And then this is your first.
Yeah.
You're coming back.
We got to recruit one more next time.
Yeah.
I said
yeah.
Every year we got to build one more.
Every year we got to build one more. No, that's awesome. So so what'd you think?
It was so fun.
It was awesome.
It was also a little hot.
It was very hot.
Last year it was cold. So
I heard. I heard.
I think it was like 40 degrees and spinning rain or something
last
year.
That's very familiar to my Seattle heart. So I'm comfortable in the 40
so
degrees.
So 90 spinning. And sunny this year in September was a little different.
A little warm.
Yeah.
It was beautiful though.
But so what did you guys think? Because do you have a community of Parkinson's? And you don't have a Parkinson's community.
I don't.
But you guys got to go to PD Next Steps Gym this weekend.
Yep. We went today as well. Yep.
Scam is likely calling me. So you went this morning and you went
Saturday with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think of having a community of people? Is it?
It's a game changer.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, for me. For
like, sure. How did this weekend feel for you just because of that?
It was all the feelings, honestly. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's so special to be with people. I was saying we worked out at the gym this morning, and it was our second time for me. You've been before, and you do their online.
It's probably very different workouts, too, right?
Yeah. Well, it's just nice. I'm a regular exerciser to begin with, and I was before PD, but I've reverted since getting diagnosed to working out by myself in my basement. I feel a little self-conscious working out in a group setting. Mm-hmm. And so to be in with other people and feel so comfortable just letting your body move the way it wants to move or not move the way it doesn't want to move was such a liberating feeling. We were talking about that at lunch today, but just it was a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
It's been awesome.
Well, we usually see you on TV, like on Zoom.
You do. And actually someone today at the gym was like, are you the one with a really cool background on Zoom that usually works out with us? And I was like, oh, the surfboards, you know, and the paddle boards? Yeah.
You mean my garage?
My garage.
And they said it looked like she has a very exciting life because she's got all these, like, surfboards, paddle boards, all this activity stuff behind her in the backdrop.
That Florida can do.
That's
right. We talked yesterday, Erica and I talked yesterday, the progression of our PD and 5K for JK. Like the first
The first year we ran.
We ran. Last year, I think we walked. This year, we didn't even
walk all the laps. We were like, it's too hot.
I did one lap. I felt really bad, but I only did one lap this year. I felt like it was crazy. It was a great turnout and everything. Yes. I think we've had over 500 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Which was an awesome turnout. We made, for that fundraiser alone, because everything like was leading up to this main event that we have, we raised about $135,000 just from that event. And then for the year, I think we're at $146,000.
That's awesome.
And the other news that we got to share, and hopefully this is going to be something that we can talk even more about with our extended group or even people listening. I don't have all the answers just yet, but 5K for JK is a nonprofit. It started out as a walk, but it is a 501c3. That's where we raise the money to then go to kits towards exercise programs. We've helped people with like Uber to get to and from class. I mean, this podcast is a part of it, but not financially. Like there's, we just volunteer for this part, but the 5K for JK has the Parkinson's kits. We have the podcast, and now we also have PD Next Steps, because PD Next Steps is a for-profit business that we're now moving it over. So that's going to be part of the nonprofit. So big things to come for that. Like I know Melissa's looking into, which she's already been looking into this for a while, creating like a certification like program for PD Next Steps. So like if you're aren't you a personal trainer? Or
I was a group fitness instructor.
Mm-hmm. But like, so if you recertified and you have that certification and then you get PD Next Step trained, then you can do PD Next Steps in your locations.
Yeah.
Or something, you know, so like that. And yes, if you start or do it, it might start out small. Like Melissa started out with 3 people, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think she started out with 3. Now she has 103.
Yeah.
But like that's what I want to see. Like, how can we build this out?
How can we grow this?
Because so many people have even contacted her. I don't know if she told you this, but from the podcast, people have emailed her asking like, is there a PD Next Steps in Colorado, or can I get it here? Can I get it there?
Yeah. I know she's been approached several times about franchising it out too, as well.
Yeah. So. I think it's more just like getting the education of like how she does it, what programs she's doing. Right. So. Yes. Have you guys ever tried any of the other PD programs?
I've been to a Rock City boxing class pretty recently, actually. Mm-hmm. I tried one. And I had really good experience, but I don't think I would go enough, often enough, to make the financials make sense, honestly, because it was through my YMCA, and I had to buy a YMCA membership as well as a Rock City boxing membership. It was going to be like $150 a month.
Oh, it was
all in.
Two.
So I would have to go like 4 times a week to feel justified in that kind of expenses.
Yeah.
It was a lovely experience, and I could see building a community with some of those people. But I was 20 years younger than everyone else in the group. There wasn't another. I didn't have a Brian Baker in my gym.
So glad join. I have a Brian.
I have tried that. But I would love if there was a PD Next Steps. And I feel like my town could potentially support that kind of situation.
Well, it's getting the buy-in from the physicians in the area. The Parkinson's Association. When I first got diagnosed, we had a very small or a young onset Parkinson's group.
Yeah, we had that.
And it was started by the National Parkinson's Association. Mm-hmm. But getting them involved and getting, you know, connecting people, patients, doctors to do things. Like we did meet like once a month on like a Tuesday or something like that, and we'd have a guest speaker every other time. Then the other times we just sit there and complain amongst one another about our symptoms and our problems and our journey.
So what else, like from this weekend or just from being with other people like us?
So I joined your group. You guys met first, you and Erica, and I was diagnosed 2.5 years ago, and I joined pretty soon after. I was put in touch with you through another member of our group, through one of my doctors, when I asked her if she knew of anyone that had young onset in my area. And she said, I don't know of anyone in your area, but I do have a patient in another town. And so anyways, I got in touch with you at that point. And for me, it's so nice to meet people that not literally look like you, but it's the mirror neurons sort of thing to be able to relate to people that are – moms dealing with working and parenting at the same time and
same
all of those
stage of life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're like 3 months apart in age, we realized.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we have kids. My daughter's the same age as her.
About the same time.
Yeah.
Well, and so just, to meet in person after all these 2 years now of just Zooming and texting with you guys in this women's group, it's been, I feel like we'll be in touch forever because of this.
Yeah. It's been a sisterhood.
I always use this analogy of, when I say I'm having a crappy day, someone without Parkinson's has no idea what I mean.
Yeah.
Man, as soon as I got into a group and I said, man, I feel like crap. And they, oh, yeah, me too. I feel like that. Oh, yeah, I have that. And man, I was like, okay, this is where, okay.
I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah.
You know, because most people don't get it.
Well, not only that, if you do say, like, I'm having a bad day or just, you just know you are and don't want to say anything, other people are like, oh, well, you know, try and do this. Or, oh, yeah, I'm tired too. And I'm like, yeah, it's not the same crappy day.
Different level.
But, I mean, but everybody else has their own things.
Or they people go, oh, how are you doing? And, oh, God, slap your across.
I love it. So, like, if I'm really not doing good lately, I'm like, do you want to know? Because I'll tell you. And then I tell them. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, they're like, so does that happen, like, all the time? And I'm like, every single day. I just don't talk about
hello.
It all the time.
Yeah, there's a relief in talking to people. It feels less like you're burdening them when you're talking to someone else that has the same experience.
That's
there's so many people. I have a lot of good friends. I have people that love me. I have a very supportive husband. But there's only so many times you can be like, my toe twitch is driving me crazy, or my wrist won't stop twitching and clenching.
My dystonia is like super bad today. Yeah.
Like, how many times does my husband want to hear that? But I can say it, like, we've spent this whole weekend, I feel like I've said it all. It's been such a relief to not feel like I have to censor that for a little bit.
Yeah, because it's not like, you know, it's like when I say those things too, it's like, I'm not looking for sympathy.
No.
I just need to say it. So sometimes that's why journaling, I think, is good, but now I can't write very well, so I don't write. But that's why I know, like, talking, you know, it just helps. So that's where, you know, so many people are always like, you know, you seem like you're doing well and da-da-da. I'm like, because I feel like I have a therapy session every day by going into the gym and then having this podcast. Like, my family, I need to make sure, like, I'm not always layering it on them. Yeah. So I'm hoping I get it out at those places.
Yeah, it's an outlet.
Yeah,
I think everyone deserves to have it and should have it. I mean, maybe some people can survive without it, but for me, it's been a lifeline. Yeah.
Well, and you guys know my story, that my mom, you know, I saw her go through this in the 80s and 90s alone.
Yeah.
She didn't know one other young onset person. So I could not imagine, like, going through that all alone. And so I was, you know, when I got diagnosed 5 years ago, I was like, how can I change this for myself?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was when
you put yourself out there.
Yeah, put myself out there, reach out to Jess Krauser.
Mm-hmm. That's what we had. And then I know you talked to one couple, and then I talked to another couple on a Wednesday night that came into the gym just to observe and see what it's all about. And I was like, yeah, I could tell, like, they were somewhat intimidated by the exercises. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, don't be intimidated by the exercises. If anything else, join and show up here for the community, for both sides, for the care partners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all need to vent. You know, I'm sure that to somebody else that understands, like, I don't know why Jessica complains about this all the time, but she does. You know, or, hey, Erica complains about that too. You know, is that a real thing? You know, and also I think they can learn from each other as far as symptoms and stuff like that, things that work and don't work.
That's a bigger part of it. It's like, a lot of times, people don't realize something is actually a symptom. And I know we've talked about hallucinations before and delusion, like when you have, like, is it delusions? Like, or is it just more hallucinations?
Hallucinations.
But, you know, when, and I know Ryan Reynolds is out there talking about that now too, right? Mm-hmm. That's from his dad. But, like, it's one of those things that when I had a girlfriend on talk about it on one of our episodes. And I had so many people write back and they're like, I didn't realize that that was because of this.
Yeah.
Or we didn't talk about that because, like, they didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
So even just, like, talking about different symptoms and you're like, you know, like, I know I talk about my shoulder elbow thing all the time. When I start talking about it, somebody's like, I had that same pain. I didn't realize it was part of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that, all right, Liz, I'm calling you out. She complains about her shoulder quite a bit. And I guess Parkinson's, because the same thing happens to myself and you.
Yeah. And now I'm actually going to physical therapy every other week because I have to get it like...
kind of reset.
Yeah, reset. It's weird.
But it's... But once again, it's the doc. When you go to your doctor, your neurologist, I've been told, it is part of Parkinson's because I didn't have it before.
Yeah.
And when you start realizing that half the gym has the same symptoms.
Yeah. Well, not only that, when I tell people now, I'm like, well, I have a core group you guys met of my girlfriends from high school. And then I have a group of girlfriends from college. So there's like all together, there's probably like 15 of those girls, 15 or 20. Then I have you guys that are, again, all the same age, roughly. Same stage of life. There's like 20, 25 of us. I'm like, so this group over here...
who don't have PD.
Don't have PD, and they're not experiencing this. This group over here, there's like half of them are experiencing the same thing. I'm willing to bet it's probably Parkinson's related. Absolutely. So I'm like, don't tell me.
Yeah.
Don't... meds. Sorry. I got to change that time frame. I swear, my alarm always goes off when we're doing a podcast. I don't know,
it's like we need to start putting something on the refrigerator, not just some.
I know. Well, maybe I should just keep my meds right here and take them.
There's that option.
Yeah.
Yeah, the relief of finding someone who shares a random symptom that you have is so intense sometimes, especially when you've been told by a doctor or even your neurologist, your MDS, like that's not Parkinson's or that doesn't match with the Parkinson's symptom set. Mm-hmm. But then you find out that five of the other women that are your age with Parkinson's in your group are all having those same symptoms. It's a relief.
Yeah. Like I'm not crazy. Joint pain. And you're like, clearly this can't be just our age.
And then hopefully somebody has more of like a solve or a response of like, we'll read this. Well, like every time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time we send something, Erica's like, boom. And we're like, you're like
research paper.
WebMD. Like she comes out with all of this stuff. I'm like, where'd you get this?
She's our group scientist.
Oh, totally.
She could read all the scientific articles and understand them. Uh-huh. Whereas I read them and it's like gibberish.
Oh, I put it in ChatGPT now. And like, what does this say?
Just she Google. Is our ChatGPT.
Yeah, I know. It's honestly, it's like it definitely is helpful.
Yay.
We need to bring on more of our friends. We get to show all of our friends. So do you know what we call ourselves? Actually, some of them probably don't even know what we call ourselves.
The Parkinson's ladies.
No.
What did you say?
The Parkinson's ladies.
Oh, I thought you said the Parkinson's old ladies.
Oh, yeah. Enunciate.
I was trying not to say anything inappropriate as well as...
So it's actually cute. So Eric and I think, came up with it with Carrie.
Yeah.
And one of the... And Jamie maybe, but it's YOPD sorority.
It's the sisterhood.
And it was so cute. So you posted that picture of the three of us from Friday, and somebody responded and they're like, How do I rush? And somebody's like, I think you've already been hazed because of you have Parkinson's. I know. I was like, that was actually really funny. Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, and honestly, like, I think our group is great for us because it's, you know, like we said, we're the same age. We want that. We want information. We've had people join and they're like, well, this is like
too much
overkill. Because I don't read everything.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, because so I put it on, take those notifications off. But, you know, if you know like one other person, like just start there. It's like just somebody to talk to. And then you could build it out. But I think everybody should have their own little
support group.
Support
like
group,
that.
Yeah.
Crew. I know. I think it was good for everybody to kind of like, I know I probably talked about 10, 15 people up TBS.
Yeah.
The last couple of days.
Yep.
You know, about how, when, why, what I do it again, all those questions. So I think also allowing ourselves to kind of be seen and touched and talked to in the communities
Seen and touched and talked to. That. I don't know. I don't really know about that.
Well, you
Okay.
I'm not saying inappropriate touching. Are these people real? Does Brian really have DBS?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Like you helped me out immensely.
See? Take that, Jess.
2 years ago. 2 years ago, you took me to the Boston Scientific Tent and like showed me, you know, all that stuff. And at the time, I was thinking, you know, okay, DBS is like way off in the future. Little did I know that a year later I'd be, you know, doing that. And so I was texting with Brian, you know, what did you do before surgery? What can I expect after surgery? You know, and he walked me through that. And it was nice to know Brian at the at the time, you know, and your community up here, because I didn't know anybody else that had had DBS. So
yeah, Melissa's actually having an event in the gym on Friday.
I know, I'm there.
I know. It's so exciting.
Are you going to go?
Yeah, I'm going.
Okay.
So it's like a DBS
Panel.
I think there's going to be a rep from all three.
All three: Boston Scientific,
Medtronic,
as well as Abbott. And then Dr. Patel's going to be there.
And then three patients.
I think myself, Steve, and
Roz.
Maybe.
I don't know. There's a bunch of people who've had DBS done already at the gym, so it could be multiple people.
I mean, that's the other benefit of the community piece for us and our group in particular. For me, it's, we were talking about this at lunch as well, having everyone who's along the different stages.
Mm-hmm.
There's that connection you get immediately with someone when you find out they've been diagnosed around the same amount of time as you.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of compare and feel like it's a little more apples to apples, although it's always not quite apples to apples because everyone's different, but you can compare what stage and phase you're in. But then to also have people that are a year, 2 years for, so you guys are both 2 years ahead of me, to be able to talk about like what's coming and talk to Erica about her DBS experience, you know, to, it, that, that's what community does for me too. It's an outlet as well as like a resource.
No, actually, it motivates me personally. I go in the gym and I'm 49, I see somebody 80, 75, 80 doing working out. And I'm complaining about my symptoms.
I know.
Or I'm complaining about the way I was. I'm like, whoa, this person over here is doing it, so why shouldn't I do it? Kind of like you said with Kate the other day, like, hey, you see Karen doing it?
Yeah, it's like she's going down. Yeah. You do it too.
Yeah, I was watching some guys today, like, doing push-ups. I was like, okay, I'm doing full-up push-ups, like, on my toes then.
She did. She did, like, you did, like, 10-plus
I did. I did. I try and do as many as I can.
But I think what's great is, like, yeah, usually when you're in a group setting, it pushes you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
but a lot of people with PD, they don't want to, they don't feel that way, because if they're in a regular gym, they're like, oh, well, they don't have it. But when you're surrounded by everybody else who has it, and you're like, oh, damn.
I can't use that as an excuse.
I got to do that plank a little bit longer. Yeah. So
I'm interested in maybe all three of you, at least you two, what's the one biggest thing you're going to take away from this week and this weekend?
Like, you got to find a community. Gotta.
And I think for me,
it's so healthy.
I flew out from Seattle and it was worth it. You know, like, if you're thinking about making that jump and meeting people in real life that you've only communicated with on Instagram or chat or Zoom before, I was a little anxious, to be honest. You know, like, I know these women, but we've literally never seen each other. It's like going on a blind date, or like, you know, it's worth it. I guess that would be my suggestion or my advice to other people, is if you're thinking about taking that risk, do it. It pays off. Like, this weekend has,
like, totally filled my cup.
It's changed my life, really, to be able to see you guys and meet you and know you.
Yeah.
It's,
Maybe Columbus can be like the young onset Mecca.
Hub.
Mecca.
Right. I mean, because I would say, like, for my takeaway is that there are still so many people out there that, like, you know, we just think of it as an event. Like, but the fact that you guys came out, Tony came down from Cleveland, it's just like, really? Like, you wanted to all the way out here? Like, God.
That's probably my biggest takeaway this weekend. Like, on the Friday night event, we started talking about the people we've reached. Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Detroit, Michigan.
Well, actually, do you know our kits have reached 33 states?
Oh, really?
33 states we've shipped kits to, yeah.
So it's not, this is like the hub. But, you know, what we're doing is so much bigger than just Columbus.
But it's like, what are you now able to take away and, like, go back to your community with? Or at least just know that there is the resources or the people here and something.
I think I'm going to have to persuade you to turn JK into, like, there's got to be a pre-event or a post-event that's like a seminar or a conference, like a one day.
So funny you should say that.
Jill.
I'm nervous where this is going already. I'm a conference planner.
So that's actually for another discussion too. But so I'm working with Dr. Hinkle, who is the movement disorder specialist at Ohio Health as well. And he always likes to bring education to the community. And he's done that for, I think, the past 5, 6, 7 years. And so I've started working with him on that. And so what I want to do is help them, you know, really have a section for young onset or for newly diagnosed, and then have a conference or something for those that have been diagnosed, like yourself. Like, what other things should you be learning about or knowing about versus like somebody who's just like, what's titrating? How do I go up and down on my meds? And that we're looking for that to be in April. So that could even be something like, you know, can we get people? I know, I will take you in a second. That would even be interesting if, like, you know, why not have other people if they want to fly in for it or, you know, drive in to know that this is going on, this is happening, because we're going to talk about like these specific topics. So even like we talked on our group chat about, was it Social Security or long-term disability?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like having somebody there to talk about that at this conference.
To walk us through the process. Yeah. Like how do we apply, you know, when is it appropriate?
Because somebody actually at the walk.
Well, Dr. Hingle's office used to have a social worker attached to his office that I know in the past that had worked with people and walked them through the whole process. Now, whether they still do or not, I don't know.
Yeah, well, they can do that at this conference. Some centers do. I know UF does have a social worker on staff to help you through that process.
And I know somebody that did it themselves, and they said that the social worker said, here's what you need, here's what you know, give them all.
Guides you through.
Guided her right through.
But, I mean, it's things like that are, like, super helpful, because I know the one of the new guys at the gym, he told me yesterday, he's like, it was your podcast that really helped me, that one gentleman that we interviewed, he talked all about
the disability talking to your lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I referenced that one.
We should have him back on.
That
was too.
A useful one. Yeah. We should have him speak.
Yeah.
At the event that you're doing. Have him be one of the leaders.
He was very nice.
This will be a moment to put a plug in for an event that doesn't exist yet, just like you are. But last year I helped the American Parkinson's Disease Association, APDA, Northwest Chapter plan a conference called YOPD Con. And it was a 2-day conference just for YOPD. Yeah.
Like so cool, man. And
we had about 100 people come, and they've recruited me to volunteer and help again for the next one. So they're skipping 2024, but I think I'm looking at trying to find a venue for 2025.
So didn't you meet anybody there then?
I met one person from my town, because I don't live in Seattle proper. I live 90 miles north of Seattle, and I met one person. And he was lovely and amazing. Turns out we live 4 blocks from each other, and he's like in his late 40s. And then I texted him, and he was busy, and we never...
Did he not text you back?
He texted me back, but it was like 2 weeks later, and I just felt a little needy, so I let it go.
Yeah.
But I've met lovely people on the...
Usually it's the opposite way for work. I text, and they don't text back.
But there will be another one, and it'll be in Seattle proper this time instead of the SeaTac Airport area. Mm-hmm. So it'll be more of a tourist, you know, experience. And I'm going to try and recruit all of you to come. Because Seattle in the summer is beautiful.
What would even be cool, because I know not a lot of people can travel or go far, but like, what if we like, you know, if we're connecting and say like, okay, that organization is putting on a conference, how can we kind of make all of our conferences somewhat similar in terms of content?
Yeah.
Like this seems really good to work, and like, might not do it here, why not do it here? So.
Yeah, because we had a financial planning seminar in the one that we did last year, and had a financial planner come and speak.
Yeah.
And a lawyer came and talked with him a little bit. He happened to actually be someone with PD that was a lawyer in the audience in the group. And the financial planner invited him to come up. He's like, why don't you just come up and help me? You know so much too.
That's awesome.
So they kind of co-led the session. Mm-hmm. There was a women with Parkinson's sub breakout. Mm-hmm. And then in the general session, it was more broad topics. But we're looking at making it more for this coming time being maybe more like there's a 1.0 or 101 track and a 201 track. So you can talk about all those basics of getting diagnosed and community building in one, and then get more into like, I don't know, dyskinesia and medication side effects and stuff like that when you're for the people that are more like 3+ years in. Yeah. So, but I think you do a practice run here. I'm happy to help.
Thank you.
Consulting from a distance. And then maybe we can do another one when it's paired with JK, 5K trip for JK next year.
That would be cool.
Because I'll come out for that for sure.
Yeah.
That'd
be awesome.
Awesome. Yeah.
I think the ladies are going to overtake Parkinson's.
All right, well, go ahead.
Move over, Michael J. Fox. We got some women here. And Brian.
Well, we have a what? Allie's taking
over. Oh, yeah, Allie.
Over. Yeah.
Allie's right. taking over on the...
Kicking Jimmy Choi to the side. Come on, Jimmy.
I think Jimmy's probably
excited. He's done his part.
Dragging her on. Yes.
He's done his part.
The past couple times I've seen him, he's like, I'm getting tired. But and his kids are traveling with sports. And
well, more power to both of them because it's so hard to be on all the time. Yeah. Especially, you know, you never know how you're going to feel that morning, especially traveling. You guys both travel here, so time zone change, just like that.
And yeah.
More power to them for doing
They're both
that.
Amazing.
So go, Allie.
Yeah.
Go, Allie.
Go, Jimmy.
No, still love it's Allie. What's her last name? Make sure we get the right Allie.
Signorelli.
Yes.
I'm still about Allie saying on Instagram. Names. What?
I'm still Allie on Instagram.
She's the cutest. I mean, she's I love lovely. Her Instagram page. She's
I,
just
I so love her cute. Writing. Yeah.
She came here. Or, no, she, we had her on Zoom.
Mm-hmm. And Melissa. Listened.
What?
It was a good episode. I listened.
Oh, good. Yeah. Melissa was like seriously geeking out. I'm like, Allie, I'm really sorry, but like Melissa's like a huge fan. So, but anyways, well, this is great. Thank you guys so much for coming. I know you have to catch your flight.
Yeah.
My thing's going to go off again soon. So,
okay.
I will leave you all with this. As we start to grow our nonprofit, which like I said, includes the first step set, Kit. I gotta think of a new name maybe for that, but First Step Set Kit, PD Next Steps exercise programs, the podcast. We should put a QR code out there or something. If you would like to donate and help support the content that Brian and I come up with, support exercise programs, hopefully making it outside of, you know, Ohio, outside of our PD Next Steps Columbus, Ohio walls. And getting more kits to people who need them most. You can scan the QR code. Subscribe as well. We need subscribers. I know everybody watches. We have a ton of watchers. But if you subscribe, you won't miss an episode. And we thank you all for joining and letting us know your comments, letting us know what you want to talk about and different topics. But today, all about community. I think it was amazing. So thank you guys so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Secret Life of Parkinson's is produced by Melissa Carlson and Steve Brandenburg. To contact us, email info@thesecretlifeofpd.org. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not responsible or liable for any medical advice, diagnosis, course of treatment, or any other information obtained through this podcast. The information provided by The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. You are encouraged to consult a physician for a definitive diagnosis.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.